Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for always fresh char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Wayne County winner Steph Humphrey. Then we'll speak with Dirt Late Model winner Chris Ferguson. And we'll have a conversation with Power Eye winner J.J. Yaley. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at Knoxville, Iowa. The late models in town, Hudson O'Neill with a big trophy. Josh Starr wins Maquoketa. Richmond, Kentucky to Kyle Hardy. Jason Martin a victor at Paducah. Mudlick Valley to Derek Fisher. Quade Schoonover the trophy at Florence. And at Willard, it's A.J. Hicks. Drake Troutman wins Bedford, Pennsylvania. Latrobe to Ryan Montgomery. Brandon Mattis gets the win at Pittsburgh. Mercer to Vivian Jones. Kyle Lear wins Dog Hollow. Lernerville to Chris Schneider. Levi Selensky wins at Blanket Hill. And at Erie's, it's Dave Hess Jr. Now to Ohio, the voice of Mike Goins from Moeller.
Hamilton now going to roll the top side of the racetrack off of turn number four. Drag race to the line. Checkered flag. Jeff Hartman going to take the win over Matt Hamilton.
At Eldora, Nason Pursley won all three USACOs. The High Limits win to Rico Abreu. Caleb Henry wins Fremont. Atomic to Colton Burdett. Corey DeLancey wins at Midway. And at Goods, it's Adam Goshling. Daniel Robinson wins Southern Illinois. Brownstown, Illinois to Tanner English. Brownstown, Indiana to Tyler Kane. Butterbean wins Salem. Montpelier to Tristan Chamberlain. Gilpin wins Circle City. Miami to Kirkman. Leap wins 24. Lincoln Park to Lux. Jacob Roberson wins at Sportsdrome. And in Missouri at I-55, it's Matt Covington. Brad Bowden wins at Farmington Empire. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from last weekend at Wayne County Speedway, but what a unique winner from sponsor to racer to winner, all in just pretty much the blink of an eye. Steph Humphrey, let's start with, you know, just being a sponsor. That's always, you know, really cool. Racers love that and such. Who sponsors these race cars, or which cars are you involved with as a sponsor? That's a better way to put it.
We sponsor Ryan Missler Racing out of Bellevue, Ohio on his late model. He ran the Ironman series last year, and this year we sponsor Kyle Moore Racing out of Mansfield, Ohio. He's also a late model driver.
Wow, two really awesome ones. Let's stop there and now talk about the businesses that sponsor those two stars.
Okay, it's the Short Stop in Loudonville. We are a gas station convenience store. We are known for our hand-cut steaks and our famous seasoning. We have a full deli. You can get subs, pizza, but pretty much anything you want.
Your car had a chicken on the side of it. What's that about?
Yes. My husband is a chicken farmer. He grows chickens for Case Farms, who produce for Chick-fil-A and KFC. So that's the name of his farm, is Jimmy Dean Chicks.
Wow, Jimmy Dean Chicks and the Shortstop convenience store in Loudonville. The sponsors that Steph Humphrey and her husband, who is a UMP modified racer at Wayne County, get to help grow and promote the sport. And she is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So where did you get your love for racing? What brought you to the racetrack to begin with?
I guess that would be my husband. When we started dating, that's where we went, is the racetrack.
Wow. I understand that's like 10 years ago, and you keep coming back, it seems.
Yep, we're there every weekend.
Well, there every weekend must have played into something on this. Who and how does somebody talk you into, becoming a race driver, seemingly out of the blue there at Wayne County last weekend? Kind of give us the what it took to get you in a race car.
They decided to have a powder puff race, and my husband, I was helping him on the car. He takes a picture and he puts it on Facebook that I will be entering the powder puff race. And I said, excuse me? So that's how that came about. I had a whole week to fret about it and worry about what I was going to do. So.
Wow. Steph Humphrey goes from being a wife with probably this shaky finger at her husband and a sponsor and a, you know, a 10-year plus fan of racing to getting behind the wheel of a race car. She's our guest of the ProFab Hotline. What did those moments feel like as you actually got in there? They buckle you in, you get the helmet at all, borrowed fire suit, and you start to drive out towards this racetrack that you've been at many times. But now it's your first time going out there as a real driver. What were those moments like when you approached the racetrack?
I had much anxiety. as I don't know if everyone knows, the clutch you push in to go, not to stop. So, you know, when you drive a standard your whole life and you panic, you push the clutch in. You don't want to do that in the race car.
See, it's so many, you know, skill points that we're learning here from Steph Humphrey, the winner at Wayne County Speedway in their special Pro Bowl race last weekend, going from sponsor to racer and then to the win. How does the track look when you first go out there and you get moving and now all of a sudden, hey, it's time to go? What's that view like that we don't see looking from the grandstand side that you see now from inside a race car?
It's very massive, actually. Seems like it's a lot bigger than what it looks on from the stands. And you feel like you're going a lot faster than you actually are, at least for me.
Well, you stayed ahead of the competition and got the job done. Steph Humphrey, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. You're coming out of quarter number four. They're starting to wave that checkered flag. What's that feeling like for a first-time driver to get that done?
I was very glad to be done. It was a lot of work, actually. The helmet really didn't fit that well, and the seat didn't really fit that well. But it was definitely an experience. I enjoyed it after it was all said and done. And like I said,
where could we follow you and the sponsors and your race team for your husband on the internet?
We really don't have a race channel, but you can follow it on our Facebook page, Jimmy Humphrey or Steph Dye Humphrey. And you can follow our sponsors on RyanMissler.com and Kyle Moore Racing. And the Shortstop has its own Facebook page.
Appreciate you taking the time for the call and the sponsorship of all those great drivers, including you, Steph Humphrey. Thanks for joining us, fans. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a candidate turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh from Victory Lane at the Power Eye War Elite Sprints, Jesse Hockett, Daniel McMillan Memorial out at Lucas Oil Raceway in Wheatland, Missouri, J.J. Yaley. Hey, J.J., welcome back to the show. A couple of names on this headline, long-lost friends and such. Did you know either of these gentlemen?
First, thanks for having me on. And it was a great weekend there at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. And I've known, I knew Jesse Hockett when he was first starting. He actually drove for my dad a long time ago. He's got the one of the honors of being fired from the famous Cactus Jack, like so many of us have had happen to us. Jesse was a phenomenal race car driver. He could race with a wing, without a wing. Obviously he was a dirt guy, and he worked on his own race cars and could mechanic them, and just he did everything. So he was a friend and obviously had a lot of thought a lot of him and his abilities, and obviously sad for him not to still be with us. But
and Daniel.
I've watched Daniel race a little bit. I wasn't as familiar with him, just like anything else, racing can be dangerous. And sometimes things don't just work out for us. So again, to win a memorial race with guys that were true racers, just adds a little extra to it.
Well, and J.J. Yaley did get that win at the Power Eye War Elite Sprints last weekend at Lucas Oil Raceway. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Kind of a unique set of things happening now. Folks know you from the days, the great days in USAC, now in a cup. But this has been something been building, and the combination of folks that you're working with reminds me a little bit of the band, the Traveling Wilburys, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, George Harrison, Bob Dylan. Now it's you, Sean Wood, Flea Ruzick, Sammy Swindell, kind of in this collective that is old school car, old school racing, and old school butt kicking. What fun is this for you at this point in your career? What kind of cool stuff is it like to hang around these guys and go through the ups and downs with them?
Oh, I mean, it means a lot. I always have loved dirt. I will always be a dirt driver at heart, even though I've, been 21 years now in the sport of NASCAR. But I watch it, love it, eat it, breathe it, the whole nine yards. So to get to go run, this car that Flea Ruzick built is very similar to the cars that I ran in the late or the early 2000s. It's almost a 22, 23-year design, with a coil front, with an anti-roll bar in the front and just standard torsion bars in the back. This car's brand new. It's kind of funny. It's a brand new race car. This was the first race that we have run it. Even though he built the chassis and put it together, more than almost 2 years ago. So, anytime you bring a brand new race car out, you have gremlins, and we really fought a lot of different mechanical and engine gremlins on Friday, even though we're still able to come out with a second place finish there.
With all that experience in the pits and the relationships over years and years between, I'm looking at the names I just mentioned about the band. You're trying to get that hit song, trying to get the car to hit just right for the driver. In your case, is it amount of respect? Is it just looks? How do you communicate in there where you know all the guys around you are your equals in longevity and history of the sport? How do you work through the process of fixing a problem, unlike if it's just you and maybe a crew of younger guys?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of knowledge here, so that makes it a lot easier. But unfortunately, some of the things that we were changing weren't fixing the problem. So, in typical way of life anymore, we just continue to change parts until we finally found the problem and went through everything that was possibly electrical in the car, found a few things that were wrong, weren't the entire issue, and then narrowed it down to some fuel-related issues and finally got it running. So that was the most important thing.
J.J. Yaley on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. I saw your setup that you put out to the whole public there, and I don't know diddly about it, but usually when I hear about blocks and coils and stagger, that has something to do with moonshine and then air and a roll bar and three R&Rs. It sounded like it was some kind of Peyton Manning audible thing. Look, I was waiting for Omaha to come up. How do you guys talk all those different languages in race car language to make the thing go faster with you as the driver?
That was just the basic setup of the car. You know, that's a funny thing that Flea Ruzick had started. Anytime he won a race with one of his midgets, he would post the setup for everyone to see. Just, you know, like, hey, here it is. This is what I beat you with. And I generally don't do that. You know, I try to keep some of that stuff close to my vest. But, you know, Flea called me out on Twitter and said, hey, you won the race. That's the tradition. You got to send out the setup. So, you know, again, the stagger, the springs, you know, what we block the car on, which creates the height of the car. Just everything was there. Like that was what I had in the car. And no one has a car like this. I mean, it's hard to translate some of those things over there. But, you know, there are key things or important things that people are like, oh, man, I didn't have that, or I had too much of this. So, you know, whatever it is, it still comes down to the driver being able to get the most out of whatever they're driving. And, if it helps someone down the road, then that's good for them too.
Well, they had a good driver, a really good driver, JJ Yaley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And we're not so worried about your setup, worried about our friend JJ and how much fun are you having? We got about half a minute or so left. How cool is it to experience Victory Lane again in this fashion?
It's great. It's been way too long since I've been there. And once you get back to Victory Lane, just like anything else, you just want to get more of it. So, you know, it's my second non-wing sprint car win this year, and of both of them, you know, being very kind of prestigious non-wing races. So, you know, that makes it fun, makes you feel good that you beat some of the best, even though you're kind of a part-time guy that hasn't done it in a while. And, you know, I've had some off weekends. I've got some more NASCAR weekends coming up. So it's going to be more back to regular work versus getting to go out there and play and, go back to the old days of remembering how to sling an 850 horsepower car that weighs 1200 pounds around dirt racetrack.
Well, we sure enjoy watching it happen for you. JJ Yaley taking the win to the Power Eye Elite Sprints Jesse Hockett Daniel McMillan Memorial at Lucas Oil Raceway in Wheatland, Missouri. He's our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Really appreciate your time, JJ. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
You've only got so many weekends. Spend one doing something nobody saw coming. Is it a party, a festival, a race? It's all of that, and all at once. Concerts, tailgating, unbelievable action, 100 reasons to say this is actually awesome. It's fast, it's wild. It's the cutoff race in NASCAR's playoffs, the Wild Card Weekend. The Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 5th. Get tickets at charlottemotorspeedway.com.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Grab a friend and pack the cooler. Saturday Night Racing returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway October 18th for the Z-Max Cars Tour Championship. See rising stars like Keelan Harvick compete against short track racing's best in season finals for Pro late model stock, and the Smart Modified Tour. Party down North Wilkesboro style with the Z-Max Cars Tour Saturday, October 18th. For tickets, visit NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. Cookout, always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his first victory of the year in the Carolina Class Super Late Model Series at the track your mama warned you about, that's Cherokee Speedway down in South Carolina, Chris Ferguson, the 2022 Show Me 100. Not that far away and still winning races. What's it like to get that first win of the year, no matter what time of the year it is for you?
Oh, it was just exhilarating. Everything definitely felt a lot of weight lifted off of my shoulders. It was a long time coming, and people don't know this, and I'm glad they don't really recognize this, but it's been 2 years since my last win. My last win was a Lucas Oil race that I won at Smoky Mountain over Carson and Jonathan Davenport. So it's been a long time coming, to say the least.
Well, you beat out a couple of good ones there at Smoky Mountain, and certainly the group behind you at Cherokee, an all-star group of racers that know that track, as well as our guest, Chris Ferguson, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Winning not only that race at Smoky Mountain a couple of years ago, winning Show Me 100 out in Missouri 3 years ago, and now back in victory lane. But Chris, it's been a real changing process there. She said yes during that time. You started selling chairs to folks that needed to go fast and be safe. Kind of help us catch up for those that, what's Fergie been up to that we've only seen him at, maybe half the amount of races that we're used to seeing you at?
Well, a lot of things have been going on. I kind of keep a couple of them short, but we've been building a new race shop in Kings Mountain, North Carolina, and it's almost done. That's been probably about a year and a half project. We also are building a new place for our seat business that we're about to talk about. I got married last November. And that was, the biggest blessing.
That's Jenna, right? I'm saying it,
yes,
right?
Yes, my wife, Jenna Ferguson now, and she was a gentry. And
she's the one that jumped on your door and rode with you to victory lane, yes, after you won the race?
She is. She jumped on the door, and she also took the time to go out and give our trophy to a small fan that was in the grandstands after victory lane.
Oh, so that's awesome. So you two have been kind of really, building this family operation with you and Jenna, and now having the safety seat business that we can chat about and all. Chris Ferguson, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner at Cherokee, first time in a couple of years. And this seat business, though, doesn't really take you away from racing. We still get to see you at a lot of big races. How are you balancing that, and what is it about these seats that you have your heart in so much there?
Well, a lot of it is, just my passion in general for wanting to build a safe product for my family that races. I mean, that's where it really all started. My little cousin Carson Ferguson races. On my other side of the family, my cousin Anthony Sanders, Big A, and Doug Sanders, they race. Have nephews that race. On my wife's side of the family, her sister, Olivia Gentry races, Gentry Williams. She just got married. Also my father-in-law, Oliver Gentry. And then all of my wife's cousins, Jody, Jake, Tony, Dylan Knowles, all of them, all raced. And I always felt the passion to want to build something that would keep them safe when they do crash.
What's the name of these seats?
It's Victory Seats. And started that, it all tied in when I started this, a year and a half ago. Well, realistically, we launched it a year ago. We were trying to figure out the name, and my wife's apparel brand, Sweet Victory Apparel, we decided we would play on it, and we went with Victory Seats, and it's been a year now.
Well,
in
and
business.
He brought one himself right to victory lane last weekend, the Carolina Clash at Cherokee. Slick Elliott Memorial winner Chris Ferguson on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Did you have ProFab on the car again for this victory, Chris?
Yes, sir. We've had ProFab on the car for over 10 years now, and truthfully, it's been a blessing because we don't really go through headers. We have the same set of headers for 3 or 4 years. You know, besides when we get in a wreck and tear something up, the longevity is second to none. I mean, I've had other headers that rusted or broke out. Man, I've had these things for a long time, and Steve and Andrew and all the guys up there, it's just a constant in our racing community.
And we love ProFab and such, but I know you wanted to get to the new thing that they're bolted to. It looks like the framework, the chassis work, if you will, has changed over the last few months or so, and this helped propel you to this victory?
Yeah, we made a swap to Stinger race cars out of Tennessee, and Chase King does a great job, a phenomenal job with the chassis, and we've been working with him since around June, and truthfully, since we've switched to his cars. We've been in contention at every big race. We haven't really missed a show, and even though we just got our first win, we've ran second 3 or 4 races already, so I'm finding my footing, and I feel comfortable in this car every time we go out on the track.
Chris Ferguson on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner last weekend of the big Slick Elliott Memorial, and now heading up his seat business with his wife, Jenna, all kinds of good things. When you look from this perspective, and we've got about 25 seconds or less here, what's it like to be Chris Ferguson now, the veteran from the wild child from years back?
It's definitely a lot different. I like the bottom part of the racetrack a lot better than I used to. I used to love the top and being super aggressive, but nowadays I don't mind when it gets slick and smooth.
Well, as long as you find victory. And where can we find those victory seats at Chris Ferguson on the internet?
ChrisFerguson22.com and VictorySeats.com, and on all of our socials there, we post pretty often. We got a lot of good guys in our seats and a lot of great people surrounding my race team.
Stay safe and get you some of those victory seats like our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Chris Ferguson. Chris, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at Cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download it today for station listings and on-demand access for your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with a PRN mobile app. Download today, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. What a weekend ahead of racing. Just about everywhere, championship mode, final race of the year type things happening now all across our listening area and really all across the racing world. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.